If I can get your attention, we're going to go ahead and I think the servers did a great job, by the way, getting lunch served. So let's give them a hand. If you haven't already, I really encourage you to once again, you can Google this, but I encourage you to go online and watch the Stan Evans memorial service that was organized by John Hilbolt, who's here, and Becky Norton Dunlop, and a lot of, I think almost all of the speakers and presenters were, or at least a great many of them, were Philadelphia Society members. But it's a wonderful, it's actually 2 hours long, but everyone I talk to, I mean, it seems like it's 20 minutes long. It's a really terrific tribute that the Heritage Foundation organized for Stan. But the reason I mention it is the highlight of that two-hour program was the capstone presentation by Ralph Kinney Bennett. And I walked in, I remember walking in to Heritage off of Massachusetts Avenue with Ralph and Virginia, his wife, and I saw this very dapperly dressed gentleman, very fit, well-scrubbed. He had a fedora on, and you know, it's kind of hard to pull off a hat these days, and so he was a very impressive looking gentleman. And then once I got upstairs, the place was packed, and there was a murmuring through the crowd, and people were saying, is that Ralph Bennett? That looks like Ralph Bennett. Is Ralph Bennett here? Who is this guy, this so-called Ralph Bennett? And so shame on me for not knowing more about him. But he did a fantastic job, and that's part of the reason he, I think, came onto our radar screen, and we're so delighted to have him here as the speaker. And I reached out to Ralph earlier this week, mentioned that I was going to be introducing him, and asked if there was anything I might say. And he said, well, Chris, I'll get right back to you. I've got a fire to put out. And so, you know, lots of people say that, and I thought, well, maybe it's a personnel issue, or, you know, with me, putting out a fire, you have to, you know, return a donor's phone call or something like that. And then so I responded once we got back in touch, and I said, well, hopefully the fire resolved itself. And he said, well, the fire refused to resolve itself. We had to go toe-to-toe with it for most of the morning, leaving us exhausted, soot-covered, and soaked with sweat and fire-suppressant foam. So not only is he an amazing speaker and writer, but he's actually a full-fledged hero, being a longtime firefighter and member of the Ligonier Volunteer Fire Department. So it's a pleasure to have him here. He's a longtime friend of M. Stanton Evans and a trustee of Stan's National Journalism Center that's now run by Young America's Foundation that ISI works very closely with. But many of you probably know him and remember him as a reporter and feature writer for, first of all, the New Haven Register and Philadelphia Inquirer and later the National Register, National Observer. But he retired in 2001, as most of you know, as assistant managing editor of the Washington Bureau of Reader's Digest. And it's a delight to have with us Ralph Kinney Bennett.